This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Poison Arrow.
No.
By ABC.
Look of Love.
Look of Love. Is it ABC, though?
Yeah, it is ABC. Okay.
God, it's the second time I've gotten songs wrong. And the artist right.
They're all right in your...
Right in your 80s wheelhouse, too.
Yeah.
That was at New Music 89, KCFE, at Florissant Valley.
The powerhouse of the airwaves. Yeah. 10 watts?
100.
100 watts.
And I have to tell a little secret. I
100 watts of power. Don't make
mornings.
A right or you'll miss us.
I did mornings, and this is back in the early 80s. I jacked the power up to like 300 watts. And we were
heard.
Our general manager said, "Are you turning the power up?" I said, "No, why?" He goes, "Because I'm not supposed to hear it when I get in my car in my driveway." And I heard it.
Yeah, the first radio station I worked at, it was an AM-FM combo, and the AM radio station transmitters were right outside the building, which was the old projection booth for a drive-in theater where the screen had been knocked down by a storm years and years before. So we were the only thing there. And literally, if you turned left out of the driveway, you could hear that station. If you turned right out of the driveway, that was it. Well, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS, the big... powerhouse signal. It reaches all across America, and we're happy to have you in here, especially if you want to play the Harris Challenge, because our lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who I heard had a great show at the Chesterfield Amphitheater last Saturday night. Every Wednesday night, they play at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge to get in and see them. And every Thursday night, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Also, no cover charge and amazing food. And I'll tell you where they are this weekend once we get to the end of the challenge.
Man, they were there at Chesterfield. They had like 4,000 people there.
It was
that
packed.
That place was packed.
Packed.
I know.
Yeah.
Great.
Before we play today's challenge, Dan has a trivia night that he's going to be taking part in. Or are you hosting it, or what's your role in this thing tomorrow?
I am not hosting it. Actually, the Southside Johnny Band, our band, is involved with this. We have a table. And we plan on winning this thing, but our drummer, David, is involved in it. It's Mutts and Stuff.
Mutts and Stuff.
Uh-huh. And it goes to, it's a shelter for dogs and cats and that. Rescue. It's a rescue group.
Uh-huh.
But it's in Arnold at Immaculate Conception Church on Church Road. And it's tomorrow night, starts at 7 o'clock. They still have a few tables left, so $20 a person. And if you need any information on that or whatever, you can call me here at the station. I'll give you a phone number.
Okay, cool. We're happy to help them out and happy to help the rescue effort there.
Yeah.
And let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, my wife's a really nice artist. She does some painting and drawing of specifically Cardinals and St. Louis stuff, and you can find her work at facebook.com/fineartbyolivia.
By Olivia, okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories come spilling out here. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two is, they're going to Canton. And category three is, actor in common. Which one would you like?
What were the first two?
Have you been paying attention, which apparently you haven't, or they're going to Canton?
How about act in common?
Okay, actor in common. We put 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer, a total of 15 points there. You don't have to get all of them. You only have to get a half or more, so really 8 points or more. Wins you a fabulous prize package, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also, from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes. Maybe you want to go see Hercules. We have it in 2D or 3D. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to see it in 1D.
1D?
Yeah.
I would, too.
He turned sideways. Couldn't see him.
Nope. From Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl is in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. We have a bowling party.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes. Or if you do get all 15 points, we call it a clean sweep and you get all the prizes. Tom, your category is actor in common. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred in both Love Actually and 9 Months?
Hugh Grant.
Correct. Who had major roles in both Splash and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Pass.
Who starred in both Something's Gotta Give and The Last Detail?
Pass.
Who is the star of both Dr. Strangelove and the Pink Panther movies?
Peter Sellers.
Correct. Who appeared in both Beetlejuice and The Cooler? That was Alec Baldwin. Back to the two-pointer. Who had major roles in both Splash and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Pass.
Who starred in both Something's Gotta Give and The Last Detail?
Jack Nicholson.
That's correct. And we're going to run out of time here.
John Candy.
John Candy was in Splash. Very funny as Tom Hanks' brother in that movie. And, of course, with Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. That is squeaking by with 8 points. Tom, you're a winner.
Whoa.
Nice.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we go to contestant number two. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, this is Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just happy birthday to both my kids, and looking forward to our Mount Rushmore trip in a week and a half.
Wow. How long is that drive?
About 15 and a half hours, and I'm going to set the over-under on are we there yet at 15 and a half, also before we get to Kansas City.
15, I was going to say 15 and a half minutes, maybe. All right, here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? They're going to Canton or state capitals. That's our new third category. Which one would you like?
I'll take state capitals.
60 seconds on the clock, Josh. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Correct. What is the capital of Montana?
Helena.
Correct. You're going to South Dakota. What's the capital of North Dakota?
Bismarck.
Correct. And what is the capital of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you do the Harris Challenge right. A clean sweep with plenty of time left on the clock, too. Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you to Coach Campbell in seventh grade for teaching me, though.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I will say hello to my husband, Jim Jefferson, and my son, Zach Jefferson, who are in the house right now, listening to the radio, waiting for me to tank.
Tank.
No confidence in mom?
I don't think so.
Well, let's see. Prove them wrong here, Michelle. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They're going to Canton, or names you might know?
Oh, gosh. Names you might know?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of our founding fathers wrote a letter in 1784 supporting the turkey as the national bird of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson?
Ben Franklin. Who wrote the Broadway musical Phantom of the Opera, which opened in 1988?
I have no idea. Pass.
Which former U.S. president died in 1979 at age 70 after suffering a heart attack in the company of a young female aide?
Pass.
Who was the first villain to appear on ABC's Batman series in the 60s? Take a guess.
Joker?
The Riddler, played by Frank Gorshin. For 1 point each, name the five music stars who formed the group The Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, dear God. I'm tanking. I can hear him laughing from the kitchen. I have no idea.
You want to go back to Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
You want to guess of the former U.S. Vice President?
Former U.S. Vice President had a heart attack. Wow.
That was the one-time governor of the state of New York and then became our first vice president to also be with a president who was also not elected to the position. His name was Nelson Rockefeller, the vice president under Gerald Ford. Andrew Lloyd Webber was the guy behind Phantom of the Opera. And the Traveling Wilburys were George Harrison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra.
I think I better just stay out here on the patio.
Well, from there, you could probably see the big zero on the scoreboard, Michelle. That belongs to you. And as you know, whether you get 0 or 6 or 7 points, you still qualify to be punished. We have some interesting punishment music for you now. First, I'm going to play you a song that is not punishment music. It's actually the number 2 or 3 song in the country right now. It's called Stay With Me by a guy named Sam Smith. Here's his version.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at understanding. But I still need love because I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
All right, so that's the original version by Sam Smith. Big hit right now.
Okay.
What is not going to be a big hit is the version by Vin Diesel.
Ooh.
Who provides one of the voices in Guardians of the Galaxy, the huge movie that's opening this weekend. He was on a radio station in England a few days ago and for some reason agreed to try to sing Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Back up, here comes the falsetto.
These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
I pause it right there. We may have to come back
totally
to it.
Yeah, I deserve that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, pretty much.
Michelle, don't go in the house for a little while, but I hope you and the family have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's meet contestant number 3. Chris, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's not much about myself. It's really good to hear you on the air, though.
Thank you. We have 2 categories left. We have you been paying attention, or they're going to Canton.
I don't pay attention, and I don't know football. So I'm almost ready to tell you to pick something for me, but let's do the football one.
Okay. Finn, we'll be with you in a second. 60 seconds on the clock. Chris, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Sure.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I should have said this is about the people who are going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow in Canton, Ohio. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds. Let's go. Which former New York Giants defensive end is now co-host of a daytime talk show with Kelly Ripa?
Oh, Strahan.
Correct. Before playing 4 seasons in the defensive secondary for the Rams, where did Aeneas Williams spend his first decade in the NFL?
Cardinals.
Correct. What position did Ray Guy play in his 14 seasons with the Oakland Raiders?
Defensive back.
Punter. Andre Reed spent 16 seasons in the NFL, most of them with what team in upstate New York?
Pass on that one.
What team did Derek Brooks help win Super Bowl 37 in 2002 when he was Defensive Player of the Year?
Pass on that one.
Back to the 4-pointer. Andre Reed spent 16 seasons in the NFL, most of them with what team in upstate New York?
I guess they consider Buffalo upstate New York.
That's correct. You're correct. What team did Derek Brooks help win Super Bowl 37 in 2002? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Let's see how you did here, Chris. You got the 1, you got the 2, you got the 4, and unfortunately, that's only 7 points.
Oh, dear.
So we've got to use the diesel on you.
Oh, won't you stay with me? Because you're all I need.
It's okay in the lower register.
This ain't nothing's clear to see.
But that's chalk on the...
And darling,
blackboard.
Stay with me.
You know, Chris didn't do too bad on this.
No. Anyway, did 7.
He said he didn't know anything about football.
Yeah, that was a valiant effort, but not a winning one, Chris.
Sounds like Michael Bolton.
Oh, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, I was so ticked off. I knew that's the one I wanted right there. I was going to do a clean sweep.
Oh, it's painful, isn't it?
It is. It's almost as painful as listening to Vin Diesel sing that song. Yeah.
Well, then it's your job to avoid that on behalf of humanity.
I'm going to do my absolute best. Have you been paying attention, which I have been for the whole show.
You are literally the guardian of the galaxy here against us having to hear that again. See what I did
yeah,
there?
I don't want to hear it either, trust me.
All right, Andrew, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Dutch Van Kirk, last surviving member of the Enola Gay crew, died this week at age 93. What was the Enola Gay?
That was the airplane that dropped the atomic bomb.
Correct. What did Professor Manuel Linares claim to have invented this week? A, an app that translates a dog barking into English. B, an ice cream that changes color as you eat it. Or C, a transmitter for wireless electricity.
I'm going to say A.
It was the ice cream. The Peace Corps has pulled volunteers from three Western African nations suffering from an Ebola outbreak. For 1 point each, what are those countries?
Sierra Leone, Liberia, and I don't know the third.
Whose concert devolved into a drunken mess last Saturday night when dozens of people were taken to hospitals or arrested for alcohol issues?
Oh, God, it was a country singer. Yeah. I'm going to have to pass, see if I can come back.
Of basketball, football, baseball, or hockey, which professional sports players union named Michelle Roberts its first female executive director this week?
The NBA.
The NBA Players Association is correct. Keith Urban was the guy who had the drunken mess at his concert. Guinea is the third West African nation there. And let's see how you did. You got the five. You got one each for Liberia and Sierra Leone. And you got one more for the Enola Gay.
Ooh.
That is 8 points, and you squeaked by as a Guardian of the Galaxy,
wow.
Andrew.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. It's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Gardens at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, for the Neighbors in Need concert. And tomorrow, they will be at the Innsbruck Resort Summer Breeze Concert Series in Innsbruck, Missouri, for one of their all-ages family shows. You want to find out where the Well Hungarians are always playing? Get their app or go to their website, thewellhungarians.net. Not the Well Hungarians, just wellhungarians.net. And come back next Friday for another round of the Harris Challenge here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.